Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We're so very happy to have you with us today. Wow, what a dumpster fire that was yesterday. Did you watch the debate? So I have a lot of thoughts about what happened, and I know many of you said, Todd, I just can't do it, and that's okay, because that's why we are here, your friendly neighborhood radio host. I took one for the team last night, and yours truly watched every painful second of that debate, and I've got a lot to say. I want to get your thoughts as well. If you watch the debate, who won, who lost? President Trump, by the way, says, folks, come on. It's time to get real. There's no reason we should be squandering millions and millions of Republican donations on these debates anymore. We all know that the needle has not moved, and it is time to really get serious about taking on whoever the Democrats are going to be offering up for 2024. So Trump says, no more debates. Do you believe that's the call at this point? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And we're going to be taking your calls this hour of the program on winners and losers and your observations last night from the debate at the Reagan Presidential Library. I will say this. I thought that the presidential library was sullied by what we saw take place. And it seems to me that the biggest loser, in my estimation, the biggest loser last night was the Fox News Channel brand. I mean, that was appalling. I mean, what a disaster. And I mean, it was chaos from the first seconds. As a matter of fact, I mean, poor Stuart Varney couldn't even pronounce his co-host and co-debate moderator's name. Cut 12.
I'm Stuart Varney of Fox Business, and I am thrilled to be sitting alongside my co-moderators, Fox News Channel Dana Perino and Ilya Calderon, Univision.
Yes, Ilya Calderon, who, by the way, was a left-wing Democrat. What was she even doing there? And what was the whole point? I have never seen such radical left-wing questions coming out of the mouths of moderators at a Fox-sponsored debate. So Fox really took one on the chin last night. They couldn't control anybody. I mean, this is just a small snippet here of some of the chaos. Cut one.
Hunter Biden, millions of dollars, was a partner
this
of yours as
nonsense.
Well. It's not nonsense.
So look, I want to respond. These are good people who are tainted by a broken system, and it's not the fault of anybody who's involved.
Some of us are tainted.
Excuse me. Thank you for speaking while I'm interrupting.
Literally.
While I'm speaking.
Well, no, you said
if I may finish.
You can't be on both sides.
Gentlemen, you'll have your turn.
One of the challenges.
So listen up.
We should have a focus on the issues that matter.
Between the big
business in China. Everybody knows that.
I actually agree with Ron DeSantis.
Everybody speaking at the same time, no one can understand
exactly.
You
all right, well, so nobody can understand you at all, lady. By the way, next time Fox wants to do a debate, could they at least pick people who speak English? English as the first language. Is that possible? I mean, I'm hearing the woman, and all I'm thinking about is ordering from Taco Bell. I did not understand a word. It was very difficult. And by the way, if you and I are having trouble listening to and trying to understand what the co-hostette or whatever you call it, debate moderette, lady moderator, whatever she is, whatever we're calling them these days, these moderators, if you can't understand them, then the people on the stage are going to have a hard time. But honestly, it didn't matter. None of it mattered at all. And look, I've got no problem. If Univision wants to hold a debate in Spanish, then by golly, have at it. But Fox Business is an American network and mostly for English-speaking people. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with speaking Spanish, but last night at that debate was not the time. And then she goes on in her little introduction. Poor Stuart Varney couldn't get her name right. It's tough. I've been there, Stuart. But was it weird having a British guy and having a Spanish-speaking woman at the debate? It was just a little weird. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying it's a little weird. So Scott Walker came up with a brilliant strategy, the president of Young America's Foundation. He said, look, here's the deal. Moving forward, no moderators who have views that are contrary to the Republican platform. This is not a general presidential debate. This is about who among us as Republicans would be the right person. I'm going to get to Trump in just a moment. But that's the whole point of these debates. And so you had the senorita there from Univision, and she's out there talking about and using far left-wing talking points to falsely attack and accuse Ron DeSantis. She's going after everybody on the immigration stuff, and Dana Perino is just sitting there screaming at people, and nobody's listening to her. And Stuart Varney didn't even know where he was. I mean, he was stumbling and bumbling all over the place. So anyway, I do want to recommend subtitles. I mean, if you're going to go down that route, at least have the courtesy to have subtitles built in. And then there was Perino, and Perino was talking. There was one point where Perino talks about voting people off the island. Cut number 11.
That you're dropping out. So, which one of you on stage tonight should be voted off the island? Please use your marker to write your choice on the notepad in front of you. 15 seconds starting now. Of the people on the stage, who should be?
I'm absolutely serious. With all due respect, I mean, we're here. Like, well, you know, we're happy to debate. But I think that that's disrespectful to my fellow competitors.
Nobody wants to participate.
Let's do some questions. Let's talk about the future of the country.
All right. All right. It was so stupid. Really? I mean, lady, this is not Survivor. This is a debate. And we've got some serious issues facing our country, right, ladies and gentlemen? So, but again, if I would have been up on the stage, and a couple of people actually wrote down names, Porky Pig, Chris Christie, he actually wrote down, well, we all know, he said he wanted to vote Trump off the island. Personally, I would have picked the moderators. I would have voted them all off the island. But it really does make you question the judgment over at Republican National Committee headquarters. And what the heck is Ronna McDaniel doing here? I mean, why is Fox News being given exclusive rights to these first two presidential debates? That makes absolutely no sense to me. Why not Newsmax? I mean, Newsmax has a massive audience. As a matter of fact, most of the diehard Fox News viewers have already left. And I will say this. They have a massive audience compared to Fox Business. Nobody watches Fox Business. It's terrible. I mean, they've really sucked the joy and the life out of being a fiscal conservative out of that channel. It's really sad. So Newsmax is truly the fair and balanced television network. Why were they iced out? That makes absolutely no sense to me. So RNC, the RNC needs to figure out, okay, what is the point of holding a debate? Is it to curry favor with Fox News? Is it to maybe I can get on the channel and be a contributor, a paid contributor, and get a big paycheck? Or is it helping voters understand, hey, who is the best person to be the standard bearer for the America First movement? So let's talk about the candidates for a moment. So my take home, I think Nikki Haley, and my, well, let me back up here for a moment. A lot of people are very upset at Nikki Haley. Oh, Todd, she was a horrible. All the shrieking and the shrill. She was so shrill. And I'm hearing this from a lot of people that I am friends with, close friends with, but everybody seems to think that she came off looking really, really, really bad last night. I'm not one of those people. I think she actually showed up ready to debate, and she showed up not having to prove that she was something that she is not. And I'm going to get to Ron DeSantis in a moment, but here is Nikki Haley, and she's addressing Vivek Ramaswamy. And by the way, speaking of Vivek Ramaswamy,
dark shame, darling, dark shame.
What was up with the Wayne Newton pompadour there? I mean, it looked like he was wearing a bad toupee. Dude, get a haircut, please. He just looked and sounded like a used car salesman, and he was just downright annoying. Cut number six.
This is infuriating because TikTok is one of the most dangerous social media apps that we could have. And what you've got, I honestly, every time I hear you, I feel a little bit dumber for what you say. Because I can't believe TikTok situation. What they're doing is these 150 million people are on TikTok.
All right, there you go. Nikki Haley going at it with Tim Scott over curtains. Cut seven.
Did you send them back?
It's the State Department.
Did you send them back?
Did you send them back? You're the one that works in Congress.
Oh, my gosh.
You get it.
You hung them on your curtains.
They were there before I even showed up at the residence. You are scrapping.
Excuse
me.
I did not intend to go ahead like this. In fact, we're about to take a commercial break.
All right. So anyway, I think Nikki Haley held her own, and I thought she did a good job. But I say the winner of last night's debate was the governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum. That guy was, and by the way, shame on Dana Perino. She was being a really jerk to him, but the guy was on the stage. They wouldn't let the guy talk. But when he did talk, when he did insert himself into the conversation, the guy made a heck of a lot of sense. And he was talking about issues that may not be all that sexy. I mean, he wasn't talking about curtains in the living room of the governor's mansion, but he was talking about the economy, and he was talking about the role of government and how to shrink government. But apparently nobody on that stage wanted to have that conversation. So you got Vivek Ramaswamy. He was barking up there like a used car salesman. You got Tim Scott yammering about curtain fabrics. By the way, did he give a I didn't hear him give a shout out to the girlfriend. That seems to be like an ongoing thing. And there was a lady in the front. I thought that was the girlfriend. I think that was his mother. So anyway, I'm again just curious. People are talking about it, and you know, it is what it is. Then you got Ron DeSantis, and they were in a commercial break, and DeSantis, Nikki Haley is standing there, all right, and Governor DeSantis has summoned over the makeup artist, and they are just slathering. You know when you're painting, you're painting the side of your house, and you don't use the roller, but you use that big, thick paintbrush that's a couple inches long. That's what they were doing to Ron DeSantis, trying to mop up the sweat coming off of this guy. And just slathering him, there had to have been an inch thick of makeup on the guy. And it was really funny because while he was getting the makeup, there was Nikki Haley standing resolute. Ma'am, Governor Haley, do you need a touch up? No, I'm good. It's just one of those moments. Every time Ron DeSantis would land a punch, every single time Ron DeSantis would land a punch, his face would freeze in that weird thing, and he would just smile like, ooh, goody, 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 I just landed the punch. Woohoo! That's what it sounded like. I mean, right? That's what it looked like. It's like in his brain, you know, that whole thing that's happening in your brain, it was happening on his face. Ooh, I told a funny. Woohoo! Woo, Casey's going to love it. Woohoo! You don't have to do that. Whoever told him to to smile and grin every time you land a punch, that person should be fired. You're out of here, pal. Just slap that grin right off your face, Ron. Anyway, DeSantis also went after Trump. Cut number eight.
And you know what? Maybe we can say, since the former president didn't come here, maybe he'd be willing to do one with you and I. I think he owes it to our voters to come and make the case.
You're now challenging it. So this is going to be Hannity one-on-one debate.
Let's do it. Let's do it, right?
I'll do anything. So, I'll ask him.
Here's the thing, though. You owe it to the voters to come and make the case. No one's entitled to anything. You know, you can say, some poll months before. No, you got to make the case. You got to owe it to the voters. So I'm going to show up everywhere. I think that's what we were able to do.
All right, there you go. So that was after the debate. During the debate, DeSantis was out there challenging Trump and blasting Trump for not showing up at the debate. It was a mess. Oh, yeah, we got to talk about this. Ron, you know what? Well, we got to take a break. So here's the deal. We're going to get to Mike Pence and the creepy sex joke. We're going to get to that. We've got so much more to talk about. Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. I will say this, among the people on that debate stage, my winner, Doug Burgum, followed by Nikki Haley. But honestly, the biggest winner of the day, Donald John Trump, because he knew how big of a flaming, raging dumpster fire that was going to be, and he stayed as far away from that as humanly possible. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. And you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right. So, by the way, here's the Mike Pence. What a weird thing, right? It's like, all right, people are screaming and hollering. Let's go to Mike Pence. Mike Pence, what do you say?
Well, you know, America is really struggling right now. But I want to tell you about sleeping with my wife.
I mean, that's what it was. It was just weird. Cut number five.
My wife isn't a member of the teachers union, but I got to admit, I've been sleeping with a teacher for 38 years, and full disclosure.
Uh-huh. Okay. A little creepy there. A little creepy. All right, let's go to the phones. Teresa, Collierville, Tennessee, listening to us on the great KWAM, wants to talk about TikTok. Hey, Teresa, what you got for us?
Hi, Todd. I watched the debate last night with several friends. And we were puzzled by the advertisement for TikTok.
Yes.
So I promised I would call you today in hopes that you could give us a little insight.
So here's the problem. They were having a hard time selling ads, and so they cut the rates in half. And TikTok was a sponsor of the debate last night. Was that not the strangest thing?
It was, and it was the same for the first debate as well. And that's kind of what I thought, and I appreciate you confirming that.
Yeah, we called him out on it on social media because, again, everybody's hammering TikTok. And by the way, tonight's debate brought to you by TikTok.
I know. It was weird.
Teresa, but real quick. We've got about 10 seconds here. Who do you think looked good last night on that stage?
I liked the guy from North Dakota. I thought he really was buttoned up and very concise in his answers. I did like Nikki Haley. I actually thought DeSantis brought it. But he is, his facial expressions and so forth give him away. His body language gives him away of what his real intent.
That's it. Hey, Teresa, thank you for that call. Thanks for bringing up the TikTok. That was epic. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. And folks, we are gearing up for what's going to be a really busy 2024. The brand new book will be out in bookstores in March. And I'm really excited about the new project. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And if you've read my previous books, you know there's a lot of humor, there's a lot of fun stuff, and they're very fast reads. But this particular book is chock full of information on how we can fight back and how we can fight back effectively in this raging culture war that we're in. And I just deeply believe in my bones that what's about to happen in 2024 will redefine what this country is all about and really whether or not our children and our grandchildren will actually be able to live in a free society. I mean, we are heading down a very precarious path right now. I was looking at some new, there was a new reporting out, a new study. Over a third of Gen Zers believe that there should be a crackdown on free speech in America. These numbers are only going to get worse as we move on, unless we literally slam on the brakes. And I mean, hit that emergency brake with everything we've got and do an about face. And so I write about this in Twilight's Last Gleaming, taking from a speech that Ronald Reagan delivered and talking about the idea of freedom and how do we pass that along from generation to generation? How do we tell the stories of our forefathers and the founding of this country? And what responsibility do we have as moms and dads, as aunts and uncles, as grandparents, to make sure that we are the ones who are helping to form the value system, not the public education system, but us from a family. And so I write about that in Twilight's Last Gleaming. Now, I got a message the other day from somebody, and they said, do you write all of your books? And it was a fair question. And I replied, and the person was really stunned because they're like, how do you have time to write these books? Well, I make time. I don't do a lot outside of what we do with the radio station and the show and the writing, and this is what I love to do. And, you know, a lot of radio hosts out there, and this is not a judgment thing. I'm not casting dispersions, but a lot of the radio hosts that are out there and maybe they're writing a book, they're using a ghost writer. Or the publisher will actually just hire someone to write the book for them and slap their name on the cover. And that happens a lot more often than you would think. And I'll never forget, I wanted to have one very popular radio host on years ago to promote their book. And the person said, I would love to, but I haven't read it yet. So they hadn't written a word. They had no idea. I was Look, at that time in my career, I was so naive. And I'm like, wait, what? But every single word in that book is written by yours truly. Every thought is my thought. And I, you know, it's a tough thing to sit down and to write a book. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. And all that to say, we need your help. I do not have the power of that Fox News brand behind this book project. So it's going to be a grassroots effort. And the question is this, are we going to be able to hit that New York Times bestseller list? And are we going to be able to do that with our radio listening family? And I think we can do that. And so one of the things that we've been trying to do is launch, and this is a new way of doing it. We are really going heavy on the pre-orders of the book. And you can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy your books, and you can actually order it, pre-order it online, or you can just go to the bookstore and say, hey, I'd like to pre-order the new book from Todd Starnes, and they will help you. It's going to be in all the bookstores. You'll be able to get it wherever you buy your books. So Twilight's Last Gleaming is the name of the book. Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Congressman Jim Jordan, Senator Marsha Blackburn, we've had President Trump, Pastor Robert Jeffers are some of the early endorsers of the book. So you'll see their writings and their statements in the book on the dust jacket. So again, if you would just help us out there, I would greatly appreciate it. And we just need your help. And this is the platform to do it. And I think it will say a lot about our audience and the power of this audience if we were able to hit that New York Times bestseller list without having those conservative news channels in our corner. So again, Twilight's Last Gleaming, and you can get that wherever you buy your books. All right, 844-747-8868. I want to play some audio from Chris Christie, Porky Pig, as he introduced a new nickname for President Trump. Cut number two.
And Donald Trump should be here to answer for that, but he's not. And I want to look in that camera right now and tell you, Donald, I know you're watching. You can't help yourself. I know you're watching, okay? And you're not here tonight, not because of polls and not because of your indictments. You're not here tonight because you're afraid of being on the stage and defending your record. You're ducking these things. And let me tell you what's going to happen. You keep doing that, no one up here is going to call you Donald Trump anymore. We're going to call you Donald Duck.
All right.
That's all, Christie. I mean, seriously, that's all he's got? And that's just sad. By the way, I want you to do this. You know the Donald Duck character? If you take Donald Duck and you take his, you know, he's got the bill, the orange bill, the duck bill. Just turn it upside down. Just turn it upside down. And what do you have? I'm just saying, just try that. You're having lunch, put your bologna sandwich down, take the Donald Duck character and just turn his head upside down. And I want you, what's the first thing that pops into your mind? It looks like Donald Trump. It does. So, there you go. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Janice in New Orleans. Miss Janice, did you watch the debate last night?
No, Todd, I did not watch the debate, and Donald Trump, I'm sure, didn't watch it either, because he was speaking to the auto workers. I watched it on Newsmax. I am not wasting my time on these debates. I know who I'm voting for, and I really don't care about them. I know what I'm doing. If his name is on the primary ballot, that's who I'm voting for, so it's a decided thing for me.
Do you agree with President Trump that this is really all just a waste of time and money? And we just need to be focusing on the presidential race?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm looking at some of these people. I'm looking at Nikki Haley. There's Tim Scott. I like him. And there's another one I like. But, I mean, you know, Larry Elder, he was a radio host and everything. He's running for president. But, you know, I mean, he's not going to be the president any more than I am. I tell you what, Todd, I'll be president. You can be my vice president. Yeah, right. I'm sure we're going to do that. This is stupid. Yeah, some of these people need to not even be in a race because, like I said, I'm just waiting next year when we have the primary. If I see Donald J. Trump's name on the ballot, that's the person that I'm voting for. I don't like the man, I'll be honest with you. Personally, I would not invite him over for supper. But I don't care about his personal life and his disposition, his attitudes, and his personal life. What I care about is our border. I care about drilling for oil in our country. There are lots of things that I have to put above all else, and I care about my country. So like I said, I know who I'm voting for. All he has to do is be on that ballot, and it's a done deal for me. So, no, I won't be watching any. The only way I'll watch the debate is if he's in one. But if he decides moving forward to never be in a debate, I'm never going to watch it.
You know, I suspect that Trump will jump into the Newsmax debate if Newsmax is able to host a debate. This is really concerning that Fox News and the RNC are in cahoots like this, because last night really did hurt the party, and they tried to hurt Trump. As a matter of fact, DeSantis at one point actually gave Biden a free pass on inflation and then turned around and blamed inflation on President Trump. I mean, this is ludicrous. So I don't know what DeSantis was doing up there. I know he was trying to take shots at Trump, but if Trump's going to be the nominee, you got to protect that nominee. It's a mess. It is an absolute mess. Miss Janice, good hearing from you, Madam President. I'd rather be your press secretary. I think that I would be better served in that role. Could you imagine me going toe to toe with those folks over at MSDNC and CNN? Now that would be a lot of fun. So look, here's Doug Burgum from the debate last night, cut number 9.
Debates at all? Would you like to see the structure changed, given what you just said about not getting a question?
Well, I think, again, I mean, it'll be interesting to go back and watch the tape, because somebody said, oh, here's the time people got. Were they counting all the crosstalk? Was that half of it? I mean, the people that lost tonight was the American voters, because if they don't get a chance to actually understand who's on the stage and what they stand for, I think that's a big loss for the voters, because the voters decide who's going to move forward in this campaign, not televised cable clickbait debates.
And he's right. And I like this guy. I like Burgum. And I know he doesn't have a shot here, but I like him up on that stage because he's a grown up and he's talking about the big issues and he's not arguing over the fabric curtains. I just don't understand what's going on with Tim Scott. It's a weird situation with that guy. And he's not comfortable in his own skin. That's what it's looking like to me. Nikki Haley, again, I thought that she did a fine job. I think she was aggressive. And she didn't take anything from anybody. And she was ready to take on whoever wanted to take her on. But I think, again, the biggest loser last night was the Fox News brand. I think they really damaged themselves. And honestly, whoever put that together ought to be fired. Because they hurt the brand. They hurt the image. And I think it solidified that Fox News Channel is not pro-conservative. By the way, did you see the Hannity? Did you see the Hannity interview last night with Governor Gavin Newsom? First of all, what was Newsom doing there? Why was the Democrat governor of California at a Republican debate? We all know the guy's going to throw in. No doubt about it. I'm not certain he's going to be able to move the needle. The guy's white. Sorry. He's also heterosexual. Again, sorry, but those are negatives if you're a Democrat. That's just the way it is. But man, it was like a love fest. You know how you're pretending to do a debate with somebody, but you're privately BFFs? That was the vibe I was getting there. It was just like, guys, get a room, please. Really? On national TV, we got to watch this? Come on. Come on. All right. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Hi, this is Todd Starnes. You know, losing weight during the fall is pretty hard, especially with all of the great food. So let's check in with our friend Elizabeth at Calitrin. Help us out.
Well, you know, Calitrin is different than every other weight loss product out there. It's actually good for you, and it's proven. It's got a huge 86% success rate with our 90 days. Drug-free, stimulant-free, so it's safe with all medications. It's not going to affect those. And it's really easy, too. Once a day, right at bedtime. So you can actually be losing weight this fall with the good food and all the stuff going on. You could be losing weight, looking better, and feeling better before the holidays even get here. So check it out on our website. All the information, the science behind how it works is on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Toploss.com. And be sure to use that promo code Todd. Starnes Radio Show. You know, folks, for 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And when I say the only one, trust me, they are the only one, and they have been great supporters of this program, and that's why I'm just proud, super proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers just incredible nationwide coverage, and they give you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've always been accustomed to without funding left-wing causes. So they've got a 100% U.S.-based customer service team. That means you get to keep your number, you get to keep your phone, or you can upgrade because they sell phones too, and they're going to help you find the best plan for your needs as a conservative patriot. So go to the website here. We've got a special website just for our show, patriotmobile.com/Todd, patriotmobile.com/Todd. Give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. Now listen up. You call them today. They will give you free activation. That is a $30 savings right there. So you're going to want to check this out, patriotmobile.com/Todd, or call 972-PATRIOT. Again, got to use my first name, Todd, as the activation code. All right, let's go to the phones here. Susan in Atlanta wants to talk about Doug Burgum. Hi, Susan. What'd you think about Doug last night?
Well, you know what, Todd, and thanks for taking my call. I actually think Doug Burgum did a really good job last night, and there's a couple of reasons why I think that. He would always offer a cause and effect of a problem, the cause of it, what it's doing, and then he offered a solution. And I also think that we all would agree probably that Ron DeSantis, if he were to be elected, would get in there and work. He would get the job done. But he needs a makeover, Todd. He's got a Richard Nixon 5 o'clock shadow. He needs a new haircut. He needs new suits. I believe that.
So, you know,
go back and look at the.
Yeah, no, he was sweating. I mean, it was rough.
He does sweat.
Yeah, it was
but
rough.
Do you remember when Bill Clinton picked Al Gore as his VP? And I'm telling you, he picked him, and then Al Gore was kind of this frumpy guy from Tennessee. And a week later, after Clinton picks him, he comes back and he's color coordinated. He's got a new hairstyle. He doesn't look as frumpy. He doesn't look as grumpy, and you could sell it. And I think DeSantis needs a makeover. I think he needs like a personal stylist to color coordinate. He needs new suits. Go back and look at the pictures. He's got a 5 o'clock shadow.
He needs
to shave. He needs, what do you call it, dermaplane? Where they,
wow.
or wax or something. Get the hair. Go back and look. That's what I think. But I think Doug Burgum did a good job last time. He offered solutions anyway.
No, well, he did. He did do that. All right, Susan, I appreciate it. So you want to use DeSantis needs a wax job is what you're saying.
Among other things. Yeah. A little stylist, new hair, a new haircut, less sweat, new suit. Go for it.
You know what it is, Susan? And the DeSantises, and I mean Mr. and Mrs., they are struggling with how to portray themselves because early on it was like the Republican JFK Jackie O. That was the look they were going for. And so in one set of pictures, you would have her in the glamorous dress with the gloves, the white gloves. And in the next, you know, she's in a shorts and T-shirt, you know, and so they're trying to figure themselves out. Mm-hmm. Who do they want to be? Yeah, that may be it.
Stylist.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And he walks like Porky Pig.
Oh, geez,
you got to watch him. You can't like
really, really, Susan.
A little bit. All right, get a stylist.
Thanks, Susan. All right, Susan from Atlanta says DeSantis needs a stylist, and maybe that's it. You know, I had one at Fox. Lord knows I needed it. Let's go to John in North Carolina, WHKP, our great station. Hey, John, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, thank you for taking my call today. I really appreciate it, sir. Long-time listener.
Thank you.
I just want to make some comments. First of all, I'm looking forward to your visit back to WHK so we can see you again. But anyway, I am no longer watching Fox. Last night did it for me. I did not appreciate them showcasing Gavin Newsom. That's all it's about. It's like they're turning the tide to not be conservative anymore, and they just want to showcase the guy. And you know, there's nothing to him, and he's cocky, he's self-righteous, and so left wing, and it's pathetic. Well, this is something kind of interesting. I have Spectrum TV, and Spectrum conveniently did not have the channel 161 where we get Newsmax off the air while Trump was speaking. And I think that Rob Schmidt and Greg Kelly rock, and last night was my last night to give Fox any of my eyeball attention.
Well, John, I'm glad to hear you say that, and I can tell you that we're getting ready to announce a big partnership with Newsmax, which hopefully will cause you to want to watch them even more. That music means we've got to scoot out of here, John, but thank you for your kind words, and we are definitely coming back to Hendersonville. You better believe it. They took great care of us at that radio station. Good people there. All right, hang tight, folks. Hour two coming up. Senator Rick Scott's going to be here. Robin Poffman. We're just getting started. We'll be right back, America.
Count on Lowe's for innovative, award-winning laundry pairs. Right now, get an extra $100 off select laundry pairs, including the best overall washer and dryer set of 2023 from Electrolux. It uses innovative Smart Boost technology to premix laundry detergent with water before the wash for better stain removal and cleaner clothes. Visit Lowe's today because Lowe's knows home improvement. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details. 2023 Editor's Choice Review.com, USA Today Network.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Great to have you with us today. By the way, happy North Carolina Day. Do we know why it's North Carolina Day? No, we don't. All right. Well, why not? We're going to celebrate the great state of North Carolina today. So happy day. There you go. All right. Write down our telephone number. You will need this if you want to call into the program today. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I do want to go right now, though, to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend from the great state of Florida, Senator Rick Scott, joins us. Senator, hope you're doing good today.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not in Florida. I'm in D.C. and trying to make sure we figure out how this country doesn't, our government doesn't shut down, and we start trying to balance our budget. So it's a lot of work right now.
Well, I understand that, and you'll be able to get back home soon enough. Senator, this is insane what's happening up on Capitol Hill, and it is just so imperative that Republicans do their part to make sure that we get government spending under control. Where do things lie right now?
Well, on the House side, I've been talking to my House friends, and they're trying to do their job. They're trying to actually pass the budgets, which is what they should be doing. On the Senate side, we don't, Schumer's the majority leader. There's no effort to pass a budget. So what he's talking about is doing a continuing resolution. My big issue is, if we just do a continuing resolution, we don't start solving the problems. And on top of that, I've gone a year in my state where my farmers haven't gotten helped after the hurricane we had 1 year ago today. And so I've been trying to get a block grant program done that the Secretary of Agriculture always in the past has been able to do the federal one, but decide this time, well, not this time. You have to go get a new law passed. So your federal government is completely dysfunctional right now.
I was reading a report yesterday that came out. And again, it's just for the average person, and that they want to support Republicans. Then you have a piece coming out where you had 18 Republicans that actually voted against an amendment from Congressman Chip Roy that would have defunded the drag shows and gay Pride Month celebrations within the DOD. And the point here is not being anti-gay or anti-drag queen. It's just a matter of how are we using those tax dollars, and are we using them efficiently?
Why would we take your tax dollars and ever spend money like that? I mean, why don't we just, your government should do basic things. And that's it. And if you want to get, look, if we want to get inflation under control, the biggest issue in the country, if we want to get interest rates down, which they've gone up unbelievably for, like a mortgage or a car loan or your credit card, if we want to do that, we got to balance the budget. It's as simple as that. If we care about people, especially the poorest people, I grew up in a poor family. I watched my mom struggle with inflation. This is all caused by government spending, wasteful government spending on things that you would never spend your own money on. But the government will grab your tax dollars and waste it on other things.
Senator, I want to go back to this vitally important piece of legislation you're talking about, the Federal Disaster Responsibility Act. And, you know, it frustrates me, and it really angers me that we are not coming to the aid of farmers, you know, the backbone of this country. Yesterday, we had Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis talking about a 95-year-old military veteran of the Korean War kicked out of his nursing home because they're turning it into housing for illegal aliens. And we see all of this money going to support.
It's hard to believe, Todd.
Right?
Isn't it,
Senator? It's just so frustrating. I mean, the fact that you even have to do this is outrageous.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes you just look at the country right now. I mean, they're telling our kids that we're a racist country. They're paying people not to work. They've completely opened the border. They're telling our military to focus on being woke rather than being lethal. Right? I mean, you look at all these things and say, who's doing this? Where did this stuff come from? So why don't we go back to the basics? Americans want to work. Americans want their kids a good education. Americans want to live in safe communities. Right? Look at all this looting of our department stores. And then, then they wonder why these people leave. I mean, this makes no sense. But this open border and not caring that all this fentanyl is coming across the border, I don't get Biden. Like, if he went and campaigned on an open border, would he win? No. What would he campaign on? I want more than 70,000 Americans to die of fentanyl a year. No, he wouldn't do that. And so just look at what's gone on since he got elected. We're at war, in Ukraine. We have a botched Afghanistan withdrawal. We got China threatening everybody around the sun, including Taiwan. We got North Korea back to testing and shooting off missiles. I mean, Biden hasn't made this place safer. And then we got inflation. We got high interest rates. And we've got people teaching our kids stuff that we don't believe in. That's wrong.
And people, they look and they see what's happening and the billions of dollars going to Ukraine. And to your point, meanwhile, families in your state, in California, look at what happened in Maui, other states that are impacted by these disasters. And they're saying, wait a second, what about us? Our government is forgetting about us.
Well, so they put in this continuing resolution in the Senate, Ukraine aid, but they won't put in the money to take care of our farmers, and they don't fully fund FEMA. So shouldn't we take care of Americans first? FEMA is a part of the solution after disaster. And by the way, this fund that FEMA is helping, it's not just for Florida. It's the Maui fires. It's the hurricane in California. It's the flooding in Illinois. It impacts every state in this country somehow. But that's less important than making sure we spend money in Ukraine. Look, I want Ukraine to win. But guess what? I'm responsible for American citizens first.
Senator, I'm curious about the Senate and the House. What is it going to take for the Republicans to take control of the Senate? What needs to be done for that to happen? And on the other side of it, how do we get the House Republicans used to being in charge and in control and taking advantage of the majority?
I think on the Senate side, one, we have to have a message. We have to stand for something. So we have to give Americans say, I'm going to vote for that Republican because they stand for what I believe in. And that's what we have to do. We cannot continue to cave to the Democrats. And that's number one. Number two is we've got a great chance to pick up in Ohio, in Montana, in West Virginia, Nevada, Arizona. So just make sure we have great candidates running. We raise our money, run good races. We have a good chance of taking a majority. I think in the House, I think what they're trying to do is do what they told their citizens they're going to do if they got elected. Now, you've got to figure out how to bring people together. I'm a business guy. I got my business deals done by being trustworthy, all right, and sitting down and talking to people. If I didn't talk to people and they didn't trust me, I never got a deal done. And that's what we have to do. Our leadership up here has to sit down with everybody and say, how do we together get something done? Don't tell us what to do. You know, talk to us and bring us along.
It's almost like we need to go back and just get a primer on the Republicans and the growth of the conservative movement in the 1960s with Buckley and Reagan and go back to the basic foundations because those ended up being winning formulas.
Well, Americans agree with what Republicans want to do. When we get elected, we've got to do it. There's a great Republican Party. There's a great conservative movement in the country. We've just got to make sure we have it in D.C. And so when Republicans cave in to the Democrats, which we've done since Biden took office on the Senate side, it hurts us. People say, well, why do we vote for you? I mean, you're okay with all this crazy Biden stuff. And so that's what we have to keep doing. I'm going to keep fighting to make sure that we have a Republican Party in the country and in D.C. I'm going to watch how we spend our money. I'm going to hold your federal government accountable. That's what all of us have to do. And if it's good, one, it's the right thing to do. It's what we told people we would do. And by the way, it's good politics, too.
I'm curious. Yesterday, Senator Mitch McConnell said that the number one issue for Republicans is Ukraine. Do you believe that to be the case?
I think it's an important issue, but number one is how do we take care of Americans? How does your tax dollars in your government improve your life? So I always think it generally comes down to your ability to survive financially. And right now, it's partially its job, but a lot of it's inflation. We got to get inflation under control. We only do that by watching how we spend money and then focus on a better education system, safety, and how do we have a lethal military? That's what people expect out of their federal government. Do we want to help Ukraine? Absolutely. But number one job, in my case, it's to represent Floridians. So but it's to help American citizens prosper. That's what our job is. That's why we have our government. And so that's what we got to focus on. Look, I want Ukraine to win. And if we have resources, I want to make sure we continue to help them. But we got to take care of Americans first.
All right. Well, Senator, we're going to leave it there. And I know you're slammed today. Really appreciate you coming on the program and hope you can get back home very soon.
All right. Take care. I hope we don't shut down government. I'm going to work hard to make sure that doesn't happen.
All right. Senator Rick Scott, everybody from the great state of Florida on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And Leader McConnell said the number one priority is not securing America's southern border. The number one priority is taking care of Ukraine. That's what the leader of the Republicans in the Senate had to say yesterday. Do you believe that? Do you agree with that? That what's happening in Ukraine is more pressing than what's happening in the United States of America? All right, I want to go to the phone lines real quick. Poor Benny from Bemis, Tennessee, has been holding on for a while, listening to us on WTJS. Benny, thanks for holding on. What's on your mind today?
Don, how you doing, man?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
You saw the debate last night. Do you think that really what they were doing really was really hijacking that from Donald Trump, per se, just to get the cameras off of him, for like a hijacking?
What do you mean? Like when they held the debate?
Well, I think they really mostly dominated in order and caused chaos in order because they knew Trump was on another channel. Do you think they're really just trying to hijack it?
No, I don't believe so, Benny. I think most people were actually watching Trump. I'm curious to see the ratings numbers. They'll probably be out later today. But I see where you're going with this. I don't think this was intentional. I just think there's a lot of animosity between those folks up there and a lot of frustration that nobody is moving the needle, not a single one of them.
What do you think possibly, like, even though that they get to the point to where they are, they get a little bit too big for their britches, do you think possibly a national radio announcer could fall in that same category?
I don't know. What do you mean?
I think it could happen. I called you the other day, and I was telling you that I was happy you were going to be on a program that evening. You hung up on me.
said I was hijacking your show.
Oh.
Jackson, Tennessee, over there.
Oh, I
but
see.
That's not really right. I'm really pushing for you, man. I'm pushing for Newsmax.
Mm-hmm.
But really, really, pamper your audience, because I'm a conservative, a major advocate for Newsmax.
No, so let me ask you this, Benny, and I appreciate you being a major advocate there. Are you Benny or Austin? Because there was an Austin who called in.
Yeah, that's me. I'm Austin, Tennessee.
Yeah. So you're not Benny from Bemis,
and you
Tennessee.
You started out in Jackson. You started
Benny,
out in Jackson, Tennessee.
Benny, let me ask you a question. So are you Benny or Austin? I'm confused.
I'm Austin.
Oh, you're Austin. Well, all right, but you told our call screener your name is Benny?
Yeah, because he would hang up on me.
Oh,
he would hang up on me.
Really? And you know that? You know that how? How, Benny? How do you know that?
Well, because I called your 901 number. He's disconnected that evidently now. But you know, it's really not fair how you've done it, though, that you put me on a spot on national radio, and I push for you and Newsmax, but I really push big time for you. So pamper your audience, because we can reverse on that.
Pamper your audience. Are you threatening me, Benny? Is that or Austin?
No.
I'm sorry. Is your name Benny or Austin again? I'm sorry. I don't want to get confused.
Well, you don't need to apologize so much. We have enough of that already going on. My point I'm trying to make is, no, I'm not threatening you, sir. I'm not threatening you. It's that, you know, some people can grow so quickly, and they could be under the influence of hydrocodone or something at the time and not realize how they sound to their audience. You see what I'm saying? So I push for you. I like you. So don't destroy that, okay? Because I can influence a lot of people to turn to Newsmax, which I have. Thousands. Thousands. So,
wow. Thousands.
No, there's no threat
right
there.
Well,
yes,
thank you,
yes,
Benny,
yes,
or, well, I appreciate you calling in, Benny, or Austin, or whatever your name is. I really appreciate you calling in today.
Well, I appreciate you, and I hope you carry on what you're doing, but, you know, it's not right what you did to my man, Frankie Lax. It's not right what you did to him. And you sent an email to Mr. Enos over there at WNWS in Jackson, Tennessee. That's not right what your guy did there. And I don't understand. You can't grow that fast. We're still here with you. You're from Memphis. I'm from Jackson. We're homeboys. You follow me?
All right.
You
well,
have a good day.
Appreciate the call, Benny. Thank you very much. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I gained a lot of weight because I was so bored. All I did was bake and eat, okay? And I knew I wasn't eating right, and I wasn't feeling right, and I didn't have any energy. And I said, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to try it. Not only did it give me energy and help me feel better, but I've lost 35 pounds. I know Balance of Nature is not a weight loss type program, and it may not work for everybody that way, but for me it has, and it's given me energy. And I've been able to do stuff that I haven't been able to do in years.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code REAL.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So, folks, I really don't know what to say. We are a caller-driven radio program. And, you know, there are a lot of radio hosts around the nation. We currently broadcast on 140 radio stations around the country. And we just ask a few minor things of you, and I don't think they're huge, but clearly, you know, one of the callers is enraged and is threatening my livelihood. If they're more than happy to call back up and talk to the boss, and maybe the boss can do something about Starnes. That boss is me, by the way. So, again, you know, we're fairly generous with our time. We're generous with the callers. We love promoting our local radio affiliates, which we do all the time. As a matter of fact, for the number of years, what, 6-7 years now that we've been doing the national show, have never had a situation that just, you know, that just happened on this radio program. We've never had that happen before. And that's incredibly disappointing. You know, when people call in, and you can agree or disagree. But one of the things that's tough, for example, I'll just use this as an example. Let's say you're in, let's name a town in Georgia. Let's say you're in, or over in Far East Tennessee, there's a great town called Hanging Dog, Tennessee. So let's say you're a radio host in Hanging Dog, Tennessee.
you know, you want to, yes, promote your program, do that, but again, follow the rules of the national show. That's all we're asking. If that makes me a horrible human being and that makes me a far leftist, okay, then so be it. But I find that to be very disappointing. So anyway, it is what it is. And folks, we just ask that you follow the rules. That's all. When you call into this program, I don't think that makes us mean or nefarious. All right. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up, we're going to check in with our friend Robin Poffman. Robin is going to be weighing in on the debate. Also, the debate underway in Washington, D.C. right now. So, and by the way, also, if you call in, tell us your name. Be honest with us, right? We don't hang up on people. All right, we'll be right back, America.
The United States Constitution guarantees every American fundamental rights and protection of life, liberty, and property. Salem is celebrating our founding document with a special offer, a 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. To understand the value of these lithographs is to know the story. A master lithographer immigrant named Theodore Oman came to this country to find the American dream. 70 years ago, in 1953, Oman printed a limited number of these exceptional Constitution lithographs. Go to Salem Events Store.com to read Oman's entire story. America's most important document stands as a testament to all Americans to maintain their liberties, freedoms, and inalienable rights. Buy it and display it proudly. Buy a gift for your family and friends and for all the teachers in your communities. There is a limited number, so act today. Go to SalemEventsStore.com to get your exclusive 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph while supplies last. That's SalemEventsStore.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. By the way, speaking of Newsmax, wow, we've got some great partnerships coming up with those guys, and they're doing incredible work all over America. By the way, following the polling data, following the Trump events, there's only one network that is covering President Trump's events live, and that is Newsmax. Millions have already made the switch. Because it's real news that you can trust. I watch it all the time. Now, President Trump says he loves Newsmax. Every night, I watch Rob Schmidt, 7 o'clock Eastern, Rob exposing the Biden family, a crime syndicate following that Biden money trail. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable operator does not carry Newsmax, just give them a call and say, I want Newsmax. And don't forget to download the Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android. It is absolutely free, and you can start watching anytime. Get that Newsmax app right now, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good friend of this program, the great queen of talk radio, Robin Poffman. Hello, Robin.
Good morning. I'm trying to recover from the debate last night.
Yeah. I've been waiting all day to hear your take on what came out of our TV screens last night.
Okay, so for the first part, I thought it was so robotic that the three hosts of the debate, they were so fixated on the questions that they had that were pre-arranged that they couldn't get off the script. And it really bothered me as just, I didn't watch it as a news person. I watched it as just a regular U.S. citizen. And I'm thinking to myself, the whole definition of a debate is an exchange of ideas, right? It's not a Q&A. It's not a question and answer. It's one person on the stage debating someone else's ideas. And every time that the debate process started, it was stopped by someone interrupting. Oh, we got to get back to our questions. And there was no evolution of ideas. So it was, I thought the first part of it was very awkward. Then you just had these pathetic and pitiful questions ending with Dana Perino. I don't know what is going on with her. I used to be a huge fan of Dana Perino, But please, Dana, when a left-wing nutjob producer hands you a question about who you're going to vote off the island, like this is a Survivor show or a dopey reality program, no, this is the reality, Todd, of our country. These are people who are running for president of the United States. Even if they were running for mayor of your town, show these people some respect and don't ask a dopey question. Let's all raise our hands like we're in the third grade and who should we vote off the island? I have to tell you, I've lost all respect for the woman for not standing up for her own breadth of intelligence to just say, if that would have been me up there, I'd have been like, no, dopey producer, I'm not asking that question.
You know, Robin, it's interesting because maybe Perino was a little tired, a little exhausted. A few days before, she was having to moderate the Clinton Global Initiative. She was literally on stage with Hillary Clinton embracing. Maybe that had something to do with it.
Perhaps, Todd. I didn't know that nugget, but maybe that explains everything, right? She's gone from Rhino and the Bushes to farther to the left of center, right? I mean, I don't know what's going on. In terms of the substance, though, I will say, and I know you're not a fan, but I will say that my guy Ron DeSantis, I thought he did a really good job of articulating some of the things that have gone on in the state of Florida that have worked. And I think that of anybody up there, you know, he's the only one, I'm speaking for myself, that I could actually vote for, shy of former President Trump. I thought that Pence, I don't know what was going on with him, but it's so odd to see him in this role. It's so forced. All the answers are so memorized and so forced. He just can't roll with it. And we're in such a dangerous time in our country, Todd. You know, your audience knows all the issues. We can, you know, line them all up from the northern border porous to the southern border porous and everything in between, the economy, China, Iran. I could go on and on, right? But we all know the issues. But we really need someone who's malleable, who can move with the times and flow with whatever dart is coming at us here at the United States, right? And so we have a president currently, Biden, who's out to lunch, clearly not running the country. Any darts that are coming at the White House are being fielded by people behind the scenes, whether it's Obama, Susan Rice, whoever, Michelle Obama, who knows who's running the country, right? But when I look up at these candidates, I do not want Nikki Haley as my president.
Really? You see, I thought that Nikki Haley actually did a good job, and I think she was very effective.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I was seeing, you know, what Ann Coulter, a lot of the other folks were saying, oh, she's shrill, you know, she's yelling at people. I didn't take it like that. It looked to me like she was very comfortable in her skin, and she was not going to take anything from anybody.
I think she is, and it's for me as a woman, it's a stylistic thing. There's kind of that shrill harpiness about it. I think as women, when we try to make points, and I'm speaking for myself, that you don't want to raise the tone of your voice so you're harpy and sharpy and, you know, shrill or whatever the word you want to use. And I think she goes to that place where as a man you have a deeper voice. And it's so nuanced, but she comes across as shrill. And as a woman, it impacts me maybe more than it impacts you, Todd. But I see her in another cabinet position, but I don't see her as a VP pick, certainly not under Trump and certainly not under DeSantis. I just don't see it. I see her. I think she's smart. I think that there's a place for her, but it's not at the top of the ticket in my mind. Vivek Ramaswamy, by the way, I kept saying to my husband and making a joke, can somebody please get the lawnmower and cut the grass? What was going on with his hair?
It's a great question, as I was trying to get the attention of my entire staff who was doing other stuff. Yes, it was. That's a great question. Vivek Ramaswamy.
Dark shame, darling, dark shame.
You know, he had the Wayne Newton, he had the whole pompadour thing going on.
I mean, if that was the grass in my yard, you know, hubby, go out there and mow the lawn. What do they charge for a haircut these days at the Supercuts? $10? $20?
You know,
I mean, the man can certainly afford it.
One of the Fox hairstylists would have done it for free backstage. You know, they care. You know, Robin, I will say this. In my box, I thought that Doug Burgum, although he has no shot, I thought from a substance perspective, he was the winner last night. I thought he delivered a home run.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, you know what? He's very well-versed in the issues, and I think that because of where, I mean, by the way, he's got some set of eyebrows. I'm very distracted
very
by
impressive.
The eyebrows.
Yes, very impressive.
A little waxing maybe is in order, but I just want to say this about the substance of him, right? Very bright businessman, North Dakota, great place to visit, work, and live. But because it's such a small state with a small population, and I don't think he, you know, he's not, like you say, not catching fire, doesn't have a chance. But in terms of what actually came out of the box, what he was actually talking about before they were cutting him off, I think he's a bright guy. Again, no chance. Who are we missing? Who are we missing that we haven't ripped apart?
Well, you got Krispy Kreme there, Chris Christie.
Oh, Krispy Kreme. Yeah, my old New Jersey governor, who hasn't missed any meals lately, by the way. Wow. This is the whole thing with the Donald Duck comment. You talk about something that was rehearsed. I think it went over like a lead balloon. What'd you think?
Yeah, it was hard to read that room. The acoustics were really, really bad. When you go back, like, for example, Mike Pence, when he told the creepy joke about having sex with his wife, you couldn't hear the people laughing. But when you go back and listen, people, you know, the crowd was clearly laughing, but it came across as a dud joke on the air. So that may have had something to do with it. Yeah.
Let me say one other thing to you, Todd. And I know you've been to the Reagan Library, and you know I've been there. We haven't been there together, but we've been there separately. I was struck by one thing. If you've ever been to the library, or even if you saw it last night on television for the first time, for those in your audience who've maybe have never been there, it is one of the most grand libraries of all presidential libraries, and I've been to at least a dozen of them. It is a grand place for a grand president, the former late Ronald Reagan. It's larger than life. It's beautiful. It is that place on the hill. You almost have a vision when you go there of Reagan looking at that piece of land on that hill and saying, I want to be buried here, and this is where I want my museum. It's a very chilling feeling. And the building itself with Air Force One in there is very grand, Todd. And I thought that the hosts of this debate were very small, and I thought that the candidates didn't rise to the level and of Ronald Reagan for sure. And for me, Donald Trump was the winner because there was a something missing in that debate from the performers and those who were hosting. It was just not in the spirit, in my mind, of Ronald Reagan. They were very small, and Ronald Reagan and the physical plant of the place is very large, and there was a big gap in between. I don't mean to get all philosophical on you, but that's one of the things that really struck me.
Mm. Robin Poffman on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today, rehashing what happened last night at that debate. I think winners and losers, I think the loser was the Fox News brand. That was just an embarrassment. And to have Univision there, the host had a very difficult time being understood, and she was clearly coming from some sort of a left-wing perspective. I love what Scott Walker, Governor Scott Walker, said, writing on Twitter, that we really need to revamp how we're doing these debates, and quite frankly, we don't need to have anybody in a Republican debate who is not aligned with the values of the Republican Party.
Yeah, the whole thing didn't work. If it was me and I was running Fox News business, I would have had Maria Bartiromo up there as a solo act, doing the questioning, not taking any anything from anyone. She would have been great doing it. Charles Payne would have been great doing it from Fox News Business as solo. You don't need two people. You don't need three. You don't need four. It's an outdated format. It doesn't work with multiple people on the stage. And folks, please get away. Kill the notes. You don't need notes for a debate. Everybody knows what the questions are, what we're trying to get to. And don't cut people off and ring the bell. It makes no sense. You get nothing out of it. And by the way, everything from last night, Todd, none of it is going to move the needle with voters. That's the bottom line. I thought it was a big waste of time. I know a lot of people that just fell asleep. Other people watched it and thought it was a joke. I thought it was, again, robotic, pathetic, and pitiful performance by the three people who were supposed to be in charge asking the questions. I could not agree with you more. The Fox brand is in the toilet and going down the drain.
All right. Well, Robin, meanwhile, looking at what's happening up on Capitol Hill, impeachment hearings getting underway, and it looks like they've got the goods. Democrats seem to be saying, by the way, that, well, ultimately, this is about Joe Biden just being a good daddy.
Yeah, this, I call him an extreme enabler. He is not a good daddy. And I think that when it gets too hot in the kitchen on this matter, the big guy is going to be off to the big nursing home, never to be seen or heard from again. That is just my personal opinion. They're going to use the medical, the clear dementia that's going on and whatever else to get him off the stage ASAP. He's going to be gone. And I'll tell you something, Todd, we haven't spoken in quite a while. I am very, very interested in the gold bars in what's-his-name's house?
Menendez, yeah, yeah. By the way, and finally, Robin, I want you to listen to this song. We also got some news yesterday. Chucky Schumer re-implementing the dress code. So Fetterneck is going to have to wear pants after all.
Really?
Yeah. So on that note, Robin, I want you to check out this song as we have to go to break. Robin Poffman, the great Robin Poffman, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You're going to love this, Robin.
You gotta wear pants and you can't wear shorts no more. You gotta wear pants and you can't wear shorts no more. Fetterman cannot wear his hoodie on the Senate floor. Not anymore. The Senate said Schumer's decision wasn't very good, 'cause Fetterman would show up in his boxers if he could. Just like Robert Byrd did, John wanted to wear a hood, a different hood. But now the Senate says you gotta wear pants. Gym shorts they will not permit.
All right, just for you, Robin Poffman.
That is awesome.
I tell you, Jim Gossett down on the Lido deck. He heads up the Todd Stern Show band. So well done. Well done, Mr. Gossett.
And nobody likes the cruise more than I do.
Well, there. Thank you for that, Robin. By the way, two people now, you and a caller, have both suggested that two different candidates needed a good waxing. So I don't know what to say about that. All right.
There's truth in numbers.
Clearly. All right, Robin Poffman, everybody. Robin, be good. We'll get you back soon.
All right. God bless.
All right. Folks, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like.
Rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, redballoon.work.
All right. Robin Hoffman, Jim Gossett. Doesn't get much better than that. Let's go to the phones here. North Carolina, WTKF is our great radio affiliate there. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Dr. Todd. It's been a while.
It has. What's going on, Matt?
How's your ankle? And first of all.
Well, thank you for asking. Hang it in there. So we will. I've got about another week or so of the steroid treatments, and then they'll determine if they're going to go in and fix that thing. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay. My next point is that caller, Benny Austin, really got my goat, you know, to use a proper language on national radio, like he needs to learn.
What happened to Matt? Matt, are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, well, that caller, Benny Austin, semi-threatening you, that happened to a friend of yours who shall not be named, another national radio host, because that's against the rules. But I was on hold one time, and I thought, oh, no, he's going to be in a bad mood. But I turn him into a good mood.
Is that? Well, there you go. Look, Matt, it's radio. We're supposed to have fun, have a good time, be entertained, and, you know, we certainly appreciate that. I'm going to give you 10 seconds because we're coming up at the end of the show here. Final thought.
That's fine. That's all I have to say, Todd. I hope you get well soon.
All right, Matt, thank you for the kind words. Give us a holler back. You know, I hear Matt every now and again on our buddy Lars Larson show. I wonder if Matt knows that. He sounds good. Does a good job. All right, folks, we've got to scoot out. Hour three coming up. We're going to be taking your calls as well. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us. Congressman Ben Klein from Virginia is going to be here in just a little while, giving us an update on the impeachment hearing as well as the looming shutdown. And I want to start, though, with President Biden, who is on his way to Arizona, and he is going to be honoring his dear friend, the late Senator John McCain. He is going to be using federal tax money to build a new library and museum for Senator John McCain. A very simple question here. Why are we doing this? John McCain is not a former president. So why are we using our tax dollars to create a library and a museum for John McCain? According to the New York Times, the McCain Project is going to be a presidential style library and a museum. You might recall that it was not just once, but twice McCain ran for president and failed in both attempts. The new museum would house Mr. McCain's papers, as well as a reproduction of the so-called Hanoi Hilton. That's where he was held as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam for 5.5 years. So Mr. Biden is going to be there, boots on the ground in Arizona, to make this announcement. And he is also expected to make some pretty horrible statements about President Trump and all of you Make America Great Again members. So if you're an America First person, Biden's coming after you today. The speech, according to the White House, will focus on the importance of American institutions in preserving democracy and the value of the Constitution. Quote, there is something dangerous happening in America, Mr. Biden plans to say. That's according to advance excerpts released by the White House. There is an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs of our democracy, the MAGA movement. Now, I would challenge anybody listening to us, and if we have any liberals out there lurking about, give us a call. I would like to know what is dangerous about the MAGA movement. What is dangerous about making America great again? Could someone explain that to me? What is dangerous about that? What is extremist about the idea of putting the needs of Americans above those of other countries? What is extreme about that? He goes on to say, or he will go on to say, not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, adhere to the extremist MAGA ideology. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that is the problem in America, that not enough Republicans actually believe that America should be great again. Maybe that's what it's all about. I'm just saying. But beyond that, he goes on, and Biden says, I know I've been able to work with Republicans my whole career, but there is no question that today's Republican Party is driven and intimidated by MAGA extremists. Their extreme agenda, if carried out, would fundamentally alter the institutions of American democracy as we know it. Now, he's not talking about the 7 to 11 million illegals that have crossed the border since he put his wrinkled old hand on the Bible and took the oath of office. That's not what he's talking about. He says the greater threat is anyone who believes that America should be great. So let's drop a little knowledge here on Joe Biden, because it was not Donald Trump who came up with the Make America Great Again slogan. It was, in fact, Ronald Wilson Reagan who came up with the Make America Great Again slogan. That was his theme on the campaign trail, because America was in the throes of malaise during the Jimmy Carter years. And now here we are so many years later, and President Biden promised to usher in a dark winter in America, and he delivered on the promise. And what was it that Reagan promised to do? He wanted to bring mourning back to America. That was the whole point. When you go to the Reagan Presidential Library, as Robin Poffman alluded to in the last hour, when you go to that library, you get this vibe of brightness and hope. That's what Ronald Reagan brought to America. That is what Donald John Trump brought to America. And I believe he'll do it again. But I want to talk about John McCain. It's important for us to remember who John McCain is, because they want you to believe he was this rock-solid next-generation conservative when, in fact, he was a closet Democrat. It was John McCain, if you remember, who targeted and attacked the Tea Party movement. As a matter of fact, it was John McCain who called the Tea Partiers wacko birds. Remember that? Called them wacko birds. It was John McCain who said that evangelical Christian leaders like the late Pat Robertson and the late great Jerry Falwell Sr. were agents of intolerance, and he called them dangerous extremists. These were the words spewing from the mouth of John McCain. This was not a good man. This was not a decent man. This was a man who had a chip on his shoulder. This is a man who despised people of the Christian faith. And I appreciate his honesty. I appreciate his candor. It's America. If you want to hate Christians, fine, hate Christians. You'll have to sort all of that out with the Almighty in the hereafter at the pearly gates. But John McCain was also the man who destroyed our attempts to abolish Obamacare. It was John McCain who saved Obamacare. And you know why he did that? Do you remember that moment on the floor of the U.S. Senate when he waited until he would be the defining vote of whether or not to get rid of Obamacare? And remember what he did. This was a signature promise of President Donald Trump. And John McCain so hated Donald Trump that he was willing to screw the entire country, and especially the Make America Great Again movement. And you know what he did? You remember the scene. It played out on live television on C-SPAN with all of four people watching. When John McCain, he went over right as he was casting his vote, he looked up at the C-SPAN camera. I mean, it was all planned out. And he gave the big thumbs down. That's what he did on national television. Thumbs down. That's who John McCain is. He is no friend of the conservative movement. He is no friend of the Republican Party. And I will say, and all you have to do is look at who he surrounded himself with. Look at his top campaign lieutenants in that failed presidential bid back in 08. And look who ran the campaign. Stephen Schmidt, who is now a raging progressive leftist. You see him all the time on MSDNC. But beyond that, look at Nicole Wallace. And you talk about shrieking and shill. That's just take a look at her show. She hyperventilates every single day. And she was the one who was doing in Sarah Palin. These are very bad people, folks. Very bad people. Had it not been for Sarah Palin, and I was covering that presidential campaign, I was embedded with Barack Obama, but I saw it all. Had it not been for Sarah Palin being picked as the vice president, he would have gone down as the, that would have been the worst defeat in the history of the Republican Party. Quite frankly, in all of presidential politics, it was that bad. But Sarah Palin helped save the day somewhat so that John McCain would not have been horribly embarrassed. So that's just a little refresher course on who John McCain really is, because you're going to hear a lot of, you're going to hear a lot of people talking about, oh, what a good man he was. And, oh, he was a war hero. And how dare you speak ill of John McCain? Who do you think you are? He's a war hero. You can't talk bad about him. No. Hear me on this. We don't disparage his service in the military. We honor that. But that doesn't mean he gets a pass on how he screwed the American people. Because what he did with Obamacare, and I know a little something about this now that I'm dealing with the broken ankle. And I can tell you that they have ruined, Obamacare has ruined our nation's great medical community. Quite frankly, what John McCain did was shove all of us into an Obamacare prison camp. That's what he did. So thank you very much for that, John McCain. All right. I'm not going to talk about Meghan. It's his daughter. But yes, I understand that she was on The View. I understand that. But you can't blame him for how she turned out. All right. Well, maybe you could. I don't know. All right. We got to take a break here. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Before we do that, let's go to Alan, who's listening to us in Maine, WLOB, our great station there. And Alan, I know you want to weigh in on John McCain. What you got for us?
Well, unfortunately, like I told your constituent there, I don't like talking bad about people, but I actually met a couple of Vietnam vets that were POWs. And they gave me some alarming information about the senator. I mean, according to them, he was given information for special privileges. And I was like, say what? And
who told you this, Alan?
This is like 8 or 10 years ago. I don't remember who it was. I met him on the road and I was traveling.
So
I think one I met in a truck stop and another one I met, I forget where.
Now, Alan, I've been to many truck stops over the years, got the gas, went to the diner there and got food and gas there too. And I will say this, sometimes you get good intel, maybe sometimes you don't. And I don't know who those people are that you talk to. But I would, you know, I have not seen any of this evidence. And, you know, in all of my reporting and investigating, I've never come across that information. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just telling you what I know. I believe that he served honorably. I do not ever want to disparage that. And because, again, anybody who puts on the uniform of this country deserves our respect. Now, if that comes out and your information is investigated and it turns out to be true, and again, the reason I say that, Alan, is because he ran for the White House twice, so that information would have come out if that was accurate information that you got there at the truck stop.
Well, I've seen some things being around places. Like I said, I'm a
sure.
vet, so we got the Marines out of Lebanon in 84, and I went over Desert Storm, and the sky was brown and black instead of blue, and I've been places I shouldn't have been and seen things I shouldn't have seen, but...
Alan, where did you serve? What branch of the
assault.
What branch of the military did you serve in?
The Navy.
The Navy. Well, God bless you, Alan, and we appreciate you serving. We appreciate you putting on the uniform of this country, and you give us a call back one of these days. Folks, our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, everybody. Great to have you. Welcome to all of our Newsmax viewers hanging out with us today. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-747-8868. Robert wants to weigh in on Senator John McCain. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the show. Hope you're doing well today.
I am doing well. It's a beautiful day in West Tennessee.
Well, it can't get much better than that, can it, Robert?
No, it's I tell you, we're God's country. But you were talking about Senator McCain, and I heard you talking about being embedded with Obama. That's who I call him, is Obama. But I recall, my mind's fuzzy on this. Now, I was in the National Guard in through the 70s, and in Dyer County, where I grew up, we had a U.S. Air Force colonel that was a PLW. He wouldn't comment much on anything there, but others who served have. And there were questions about McCain's activity at the Hanaway Hilton. So, but my biggest question for you, because you were there when it happened, wasn't McCain not leading in the polls and not getting coverage and got out on his own driving in small meetings and got the nomination to a grassroots effort? I guess my biggest question, how did we get him? Because he was not a stellar candidate.
Robert, that's a great question. So the way it worked when I was at Fox, I was assigned the Republicans during the primaries. And then when that got all sorted out, it was Hillary and Obama, and they switched me over to that. But I do remember what happened, and it's pretty nefarious. You will remember that it was actually there was a three-man race. It was Mike Huckabee, John McCain, and Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney stayed in the race to try and take out Mike Huckabee. And there was a lot of bad blood there. And what they did to Mike Huckabee was pretty appalling, but they really did a number on him. And that's really what paved the way for McCain to step up. Because up to that point, you know, Huckabee was gaining steam. The Florida primaries, believe it or not, it was the Florida primary where things really began to unravel for Huckabee, because he was being attacked by Romney, who was working with McCain.
Well, that was two of a kind right there.
Yes, you sir.
I call him Senator Rombo, you know. Who Rhino? Who Rhino's working in unison? It's a shame.
It is a shame, but, Robert. And again, we could have had, and I know there's some folks, and, you know, they were concerned with Huckabee on some of the positions. You're never going to agree with a candidate on everything, but if you can get up to about 75 or 80%, that's your guy, that's your gal.
You know what makes me happy with whoever's in the city, on a shining city on a hill, as Reagan called it, is how much money do I have in my wallet at the end of the month? That's what makes me happy. And my wallet's been very empty under our current leadership.
Well, you're not the only one, Robert. You're not the only one. All right. Well, give us a holler back. Enjoy that beautiful day in West Tennessee.
All right. You have a great week.
All right, you do as well. That's Robert listening to us on WTJS. Let's go to Hendersonville, North Carolina. Steve on the line. All right, Steve, what's going on?
Hello, Todd. Pleasure to speak to you again. I have a question for you about these impeachment proceedings.
I will do my best.
All right. Let's say they do. We have enough votes in the House to probably proceed. And it's going to go to the Senate. And just like the Senate, they did not have enough votes to impeach Trump. It's going to come down to 50-50 split with Kamala breaking the tie. What if she voted to impeach and elected herself president? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, actually, it is. Steve, you're killing me here. Yes, that's a very real possibility. I mean, it could happen. Theoretically, yes, you are correct. She could cast the tie-breaking vote.
And elect, with one vote, elect herself president of the United States. So
yeah.
I'm not sure we should pursue it.
So who's gonna pick up the phone and make that call? Hey, Kamala, we want to talk to you.
Yeah, right? I mean,
wow.
It seems to be a crazy thought, and I'm just trying to think if it's even possible. And it is crazy that she could elect herself president.
Yeah, that's... Steve, that's brilliant. Well done, sir. Yeah, it's a possibility, and it could have. I mean, it's far-fetched, but yeah, it could theoretically happen. And maybe, just maybe, that's why Kamala is still there knowing that she's holding that over them. I mean, it's a possibility. All right. Hey, Steve, got to run. You guys, very clever today. All right, 844-747-8868. Steve, we got to skedaddle. My apologies. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show on Newsmax. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman Ben Klein joins us from the 6th Congressional District there in Virginia. Congressman, I hope you're doing well today.
Well, Todd, I'm not that well. I wish I were in the 6th District of Virginia, but I'm stuck in the swamp.
Okay,
fighting for the people, trying to fix this place, trying to put in place some reasonable limits on spending and some reforms. I'm in the Judiciary Committee right now. We're voting on a term limits bill, so we're doing our best to stand up for the people.
Congressman, how bad is it? Because for the past week now, we have had so many of your colleagues on. We just had Senator Rick Scott on, and it's just a neighborly thing for the talk radio host to ask, saying, "I hope things are going well." And every single one of you guys is just like, "Oh my God." It's terrible.
We get to unburden ourselves on you, Todd.
Well, you know what? I'm glad to be of service, Congressman. We'll put out the counseling sign. Before we jump into this, there's a crazy thing happening on Drudge Report, and there's speculation there could be a late entry into the Republican presidential race, none other than, and all they're showing is the photograph of your governor, Glenn Youngkin. Are you hearing any rumblings?
No, I'm not. And I talk to our governor regularly. He's given no indication that's his direction. He's focused right now on winning the House and Senate in Virginia, making sure that we can deliver on a conservative agenda for Virginia. We're only 2 seats away in the Senate, and we have the House by only 3 seats. So we've got to be 100% focused on these legislative races. And I know he is, because he's put a lot of time and money into it.
Well, good stuff. And I just wanted to, that just broke a little while ago, and we love the great work that he is doing there in the Commonwealth. I do want to get the latest, though, where we are on the government shutdown and the budget debates. Where are we?
Well, we are trying to pass a conservative package of appropriations bills. We actually have those bills, 4 of those bills on the floor this week. And if you really want conservatives to get comfortable with ensuring that we don't have a shutdown, we need to get these conservative bills under our belt.
No, you're absolutely right, Congressman. And that is the one thing that I'm holding out hope for, is that Republicans will be fiscally conservative, and we just don't have the money to spend on a lot of this stuff. And, you know, case in point, yesterday you have 18 of our fellow Republicans who voted to keep the funding in the military's budget for drag queens and for the gay pride celebrations. I mean, that's bonkers. We can't afford that kind of stuff.
It is ridiculous. And we have a defense appropriations bill that strips out the woke and weaponized government from the Pentagon. Strips are some of our more ridiculously liberal members of whether it's Mayorkas or in CPB or others, their salaries out using a new rule called the Holzman rule. And so we are hopeful that we're going to be able to get these bills passed very soon.
Now, Congressman, one of the things I really appreciate you doing, I know that you voted against spending more tax dollars to the war in Ukraine. Was that a tough vote for you? I mean, are they putting a lot of pressure on you guys to get on board the Ukraine funding train?
No, they respect our point of view, and they're not going to push us to vote one way or the other. They're respecting that rejection.
Gotcha. Congressman, you have to tell us where you're at. Where you're talking with your golf voice now. Is something going on behind you? Did we lose the I think we may have lost the congressman. Okay. Wow. Okay. There you go. Congressman Ben Klein, that was kind of weird. What happened? He was, do we have the congressman back now? All right. Congressman, we got you back there.
Yes, you do have me back.
All right. Very good. All right. So anyway.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all good. We know it's chaos up there right now. But anyway, I was asking if it was a different, you know, if they're putting pressure on you guys to support the funding bills.
No, they're being respectful of our positions. They know that many of us are hearing from our constituents that they want accountability for their tax dollars. They want to make sure that we secure our own border. We have an open border right now with Mexico. They want to see us secure our borders and our people before we spend any money securing the Ukrainian border or doing anything to prolong this conflict that really doesn't seem to have much of an end game. And that's one of the other problems. I voted for amendments a couple months ago to just simply ask for a statement of what the goals were for our dollars in Ukraine. What were we looking for? Was it the restoration of the Donbass region to Ukraine? Was it the restoration of Crimea to Ukraine? Was it the defeat of the Russian military? Was it the protection of Kyiv? That was opposed by the administration, and that amendment was defeated, and which raises the question, does anybody know what our goals are in Ukraine? And if you can't even articulate those goals, how can you set measurements on achieving those goals? And should we be sending taxpayer dollars in pursuit of a venture that has no goals? So that was why I voted to strip the dollars from those defense bills, from those appropriations bills. And until they can articulate, I don't want to consider spending another dollar of taxpayer money.
Yeah, and again, Mitch McConnell yesterday going before the cameras and saying that providing assistance to Ukraine is the number one priority of most Republicans. I just find that hard to believe.
And it's not even the priority of most Senate Republicans.
Exactly. All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to let you get back to it. Really appreciate you taking some time to give us an update on things. And we appreciate you standing firm as a member of the House Freedom Caucus and a fiscal conservative.
Todd, good to be with you. Thank you.
All right. There you go. Congressman Ben Klein out of Virginia. It sounds like somebody was trying to shush him. I wonder who that was. Were there Democrats around him? All right. We're going to get to the bottom. We'll get to the bottom of that. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to alert you to some video that we have just posted on toddstearns.com, and it is very disturbing. But you need to be aware of what's happening in your taxpayer-funded schools. So our good friends over at Gays Against Groomers, they have been provided video that shows a boy. It's a transgender kid. It's a boy who thinks he's a girl. And this boy is brutally attacking young girls at an Oregon middle school. Now, another friend of this program, Riley Gaines, the NCAA swimmer, she was sent separate video, and we have both the videos now posted at toddstearns.com. I want to explain to you what you're going to watch in this video. It is a hallway scene at a middle school in Oregon, and the transgender kid comes up from behind and ambushes this little girl, much smaller. This is a big kid we're talking about, big boy. And the little girl grabs the little girl from behind and grabs her hair and, like, pulls a whole Flintstones, throwing, just body slamming the girl onto the floor, and then just starts beating the living daylights out of this biological girl. Same thing happened in a gymnasium in this other video. And the parents are now saying that the school has done absolutely nothing to protect these biological girls from this boy in a dress. One mom writing on Facebook, and she is a friend of the family of this little girl, she says, "I am outraged. This happened to my good friend's daughter. This is completely unacceptable. And the fact that the school is trying to keep this brutal attack quiet, has taken minimal disciplinary action, is disgusting. If the roles were reversed and the victim was this trans student, this would be deemed a hate crime and there would be serious consequences. This was a planned, hateful, and utterly heinous crime of assault and needs to be treated as such. So you go look at these videos over at ToddStearns.com, and you tell me, should that kid be in jail right now? We've reached out to the school district. We reached out on the commercial break. When they return my calls, I'll let you know what they have to say. But this is pretty horrible. And again, this goes to show you how dangerous accepting this radical sex and gender ideology can actually be. Also, where is the other story here? This is from Michigan, ladies and gentlemen, in my stack of papers. This story coming out of the Michigan Supreme Court. It turns out that judges will now be forced to use preferred pronouns in the courtroom. The Michigan Supreme Court ruled that all judges and court staff have to use preferred pronouns and salutations of attorneys and litigants. So in addition to Mr. and Miss or Mrs., you now have to refer to someone as an MX, a mix, MX. Justice Elizabeth Welch is a Democrat. It's an elected position on the Supreme Court, by the way. And she says this is about civility and respect. She says we serve the entire public, and we are required to treat those who come before us with civility and respect. All right. Wait a second. I thought the courtroom was about truth and nothing but the truth, right? But clearly that's not the case. Justice Welch says the gender identity of a member of the public is a part of their individual identity and DNA. So I have a question for these folks. All right. So if that's really the case, all right, and again, in the courtroom, we're dealing with facts. So let's say a guy named, let's come up with a Butch. All right, Butch goes over and robs a bank, and Butch gets arrested. The reason he was arrested is because the eyewitnesses said, I saw a man, a big, burly man, and he was wielding a gun, and he robbed us. Ma'am, are you sure it was not a woman? No, it was a man. I saw a man. He had a beard, and he had a mustache, and he was a man. And so you're taking down all this information, and so they go down and they track down Butch. And so when the court case comes to trial, Butch shows up, and big, burly Butch is wearing a skirt and high heels and no longer has a beard or a mustache and goes by Barbara. Now, if in fact this is accurate, then they have to throw the case out, right? Because they said the crime was committed by a big burly man named Butch and not a babe named Barbara in a dress. Again, if truth doesn't matter anymore, right? It just seems to me case dismissed. So anyway, everybody's all up in arms now. You've got the religious liberty groups and the First Amendment groups, and they're saying, no, you can't do that. You cannot force a judge to call a mister a miss. You cannot do that. We'll see how all this is playing out. But what a mess there in the state of Michigan. You know, poor Matlock is just rolling over in his grave right now. Right? Unbelievable. All right, 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Some news coming from the Super Bowl, the NFL. Super Bowl in 2024. Usher is going to be the big halftime show guy. Dylan, I know you were like a big football guy. Do you get into the halftime shows?
It depends on who it is. The past few have not been very good.
All right, so what do you think about Usher?
He's all right. It's kind of a blast from the past.
Mm-hmm. It is. I miss that. You know, I would love to have had the late, great Charlie Daniels. Mm. You know, Lynyrd Skynyrd, good Southern rockers.
I think a lot of people would appreciate that.
I do, too. I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. The Super Bowl halftime show is going to feature pole dancing.
Makes sense.
It does.
They're going in the wrong direction.
Well, now, they're saying that the pole dancers are going to be clothed in tasteful attire. Does that mean that it's edible? Is that what? I'm confused.
At least they have attire on.
Son, put down the panties. They're not for eating. They're just for looking. The Newsmax article here, Jim Thomas is the writer of the Newsmax story. This is terrible. Usher plans on having pole dancers dressed in a tasteful manner, as well as dancers on roller skates. Well, now that could be fun with the roller derby. Are they all going to be female? Do we know? Do we have any? And we're going to find out about this. He is definitely keeping in mind that his younger fans will be watching. This is all according to Page Six, which is the gossip page on at the New York Post. Usher is renowned for featuring stripper-style dancers in his Las Vegas shows, and he plans to bring that flair to the NFL Super Bowl stage. Quote, Usher just wants to set himself apart and make history as one of the greatest performers to hit the stage. They're saying Beyonce, Rihanna, Dr. Dre, Prince, and Michael Jackson have all made memorable moments. So did Janet Jackson, by the way. Remember that? Was that with Timberlake? Was Timberlake?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. That's right. I remember that.
A lot of people remember that.
Bringing sexy back. And now that Usher is taking the stage, he wants to do something different, unforgettable, and over the top. And the NFL says it will be one for the history books. This is not looking good, people. You know, a lot of churches around the country, they do the Super Bowl parties, and then during halftime, they'll cut away and they'll do some sort of like religious event. I would definitely have something on standby if you're planning on doing that in 2024. So there you go. Pole dancers at the Super Bowl. Who would have thought? Also, this story from Campus Reform. My apologies, The College Fix. Looks like Princeton is really getting into the whole drag queen stuff. There's a new drag university program that's being launched at Princeton, and they're going to train students in the art form of doing drag. The program is offered through the school's Gender and Sexuality Resource Center, open to all undergrads that might be interested in the world of drag. That's according to their Instagram page. The topics covered in the class, is this like four-credit class? Can you major in drag now at Princeton? It's a big Ivy League school. Big dollars to go there. The topics include the history of drag, choreography. Oh, you got to have choreography. Yes, you do. Face painting. Is that what they call doing makeup? Sewing 101. That's important. I mean, you know, if you pop a sequin or something, you got to sew it back on. And photo shoots. The form was updated this week to note that they have already reached their capacity for scholarships, but you're still more than welcome to attend the workshop. This is fascinating. So Princeton University could become the Ivy League school for drag queens. According to the Drag University's registration form, the new program housed under the mentorship of the Gender and Sex Revolutionaries, quote, this year-long program will teach about the history of drag as well as the art form of drag. Sessions will be taught by local drag performers, on-campus partners who know their way around machines, and other students. Well, there you go. So can you imagine, though, Thanksgiving 2023, little Biff comes home from Ivy League school, heading to Wall Street, only to find out that he's wearing stiletto heels. I would love to be around that dinner table. All right, folks, we've got to scoot out of here. Been a great day. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow. Be good, America.